5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Howdy, Croc Nation. Dr. Tommy and Ellie here on another Sunday morning. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin. On the other side of the glass, Angel, happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, my friend, on this hot, humid heat wave that we are having. I am drinking a lot of H2O.
I want to scream every time I hear people complain about the hot weather. During the winter, when there's slush and ice and rain and snow, all I hear is, oh my God, I hate the weather. I hate the Hudson Valley in the winter. I can't wait till the summer, and the summer comes and you guys hate the summer. So I don't know what to say. I'll take this every day. I'll live on the equator.
I love my house.
You know how the equator, there's a line that's the equator. I'll put my house on the equator.
And to be fair, I love the heat. I just get really thirsty.
Then drink, but stop complaining, Angel.
I will promise to stop.
Although it's actually a nice segue into our episode about exercise for our survivors. Today we're going to tie everything up, as I said, with a pretty pink survivor bow. We've done about 6 weeks. I think this is our seventh episode in this module. And I think the goal being to try to help our survivors start getting active and start getting mobile and start getting moving and give them confidence to get through each day of their survivorship. And I think that's what we're going to do. What do you think about that, Angel?
Let's rock and roll. I'm ready.
And you know what else they love? They love these short little episodes.
Listen, sometimes short is good. Sometimes long is better. But you know what? It doesn't matter as long as the point gets across.
Exactly. So we started the podcast module on exercise, just kind of talking about our survivors and their special needs, discussing as they, you know, are going through their active treatment and going through the side effects of the active treatment, and then coming out the other side with a ton of fatigue and lassitude, maybe a little anemia, and just feeling really run down and deconditioned. And they're reaching out to us and saying, okay, I want to sign up for this exercise program, so let's go through it. So I think the first episode was really focused on passion for something that you have in your life that's active. You could love yoga, you could love gardening, you could love playing basketball, you could love running, skating, playing hockey, playing volleyball, playing dodgeball, playing badminton, playing tennis, playing golf, bicycling, swimming, you name it, playing softball, throwing a ball around, whatever it is you want to do, whatever your passion is, that's the first step, is to define that. The second thing is you're not going to go in on fire doing this. You're going to take your time. As I said, some of you are going to be fresh into your survivorship still with some neuropathies or some issues and numbness or, you know, anemia. And to Angel's point about the hot weather, you're not going to want to go out and run a marathon on a day that's 112 degrees. You know, hydration, nutrition, these are all things we kind of talked about in episode one. We got a couple of experts, guests, we were very lucky. We talked about the knife and fork and how important that is. Actually, the most important thing to exercise is what you're putting in your body to fuel it. And we had Aradhana Pal, our registered dietitian at Garnet Medical Center, was kind enough to come on board. We had big boy, pretty Jim Quinn, our bodybuilder, weightlifter, strength consultant, came on board. We talked about high intensity training, not once, but twice. And we had Buddha and Lori from CrossFit Take Back in Middletown, New York, come on board. And I think we just kind of, here we are at the end, and wanted to kind of put it all together for you guys. So again, the importance is to move. And we have a concept at Croc called good, better, best. So best would be able to do 5 to 6 days of movement a week, and you will do some high intensity training and some strength training within that week. We want you to aim for 150 minutes of being in that orange zone, which is that heart rate zone that's dependent, you know, which is age dependent. And many apps that we had talked about last week, the Whoop and the Strava and the Fit IV, they will tell you what your heart rate zones are, but high intensity training, meaning that you're struggling, but you're not absolutely gonna die. In my case, we were saying my orange zone was about 128 or so to 139, something in that area, and try to get 150 minutes in a week, not in one day, but in the entire week. But we still want you to be out there walking, hiking, biking, swimming, throwing a ball around, ultimate golf, frisbee golf, whatever it is that you guys want to do to get that heart rate up a little bit for the other days is fine. Just a little spin class or going to the gym. And we do want you to lift some weights. I know it's something we all hate. It's the four-letter word in exercise. But changing your body composition, getting that muscle mass, especially after cancer treatments, especially as we get older and our bones demineralize and we lose our calcium and we get osteoporotic. And all of this advice that I'm giving, by the way, Angel, would be pertinent to anybody. But specifically, this is for our survivors. We talked a little bit about good, better, best. And again, on a bad day, and we've all had bad days, we've had a lot of bad days lately. Sometimes just getting into the gym, pushing yourself, and getting on a bicycle, on a stationary bike for 30 minutes. I see Angel walk for his lunch 30 minutes. I see him outside walking. Whatever you have to do to just make it happen, 30 minutes on a bad day is fantastic. And don't forget your rest days. The app that I was talking about that was called Whoop, again, that was on the more high-end, expensive side, tells you your sleep patterns. Tells you all about your heart rate, your autonomic nervous system, your training metrics. It's amazing. Actually, we did one of our episodes was on metrics and keeping score, checking your weight, your body composition as well. So we also did an episode on squirts. That's you're at work and you're really can't get out. You know, you have meetings and you can't get out for your for your full 30-minute lunch walk. So you just get into the hallway, you go into the stairwell, and you climb three sets of stairs. That's a squirt. I told you I go into the bathroom, I do my little blood clot dance that my wife taught me, or I'll do a few squats, or I'll do a couple of push-ups, and that's a squirt. You should be doing about maybe 4 to 8 squirts a day. Again, it's the little things, these little habits that you're starting to integrate into your life. And just to give you an example, if you get interested in weight training, and again, weight training could be I'm looking at my wife has these little 5-pound dumbbells, some resistance, bands, an exercise ball, and some step ups. You just basically all you have to do is just you could use your resistance, your body weight, do some squats, some glute raises. For me, we break it down into push, pull, legs, shoulders. Push, you're just basically lifting, something against gravity. It could be, that 110-pound Joe Weider, Sears sand weights with the bench that you put together with that wrench that they put into the kit. You could bench press, you could do those types of things, you could do a row. You could do lawn mowers, which is basically taking a weight and bringing it up against your body, almost like you're starting a lawnmower. Certainly, you could do some deadlifts for those in the know. You do some squats, some glute raises, lunges, goblet squats, and just military presses. That's all you really have to do. You don't have to get fancy and buy 7 million pieces of equipment. You use your body weight, some bands, some light weights. That's really all you need. You could do something as simple as a stair climber, or if you don't have that money to do that, just climb some stairs. You could row, you can rent a canoe at your local lake. You could jump on some boxes, you could do some fun stuff like when you were a kid and play hopscotch. One of the things that I think is going to make a big comeback, if it hasn't already, is jumping rope. I have a couple of jump ropes, and that's a cool thing to do. At our age, Angel, it takes some time to get back into it. But once you do it, you feel pretty good after you've done it.
Love jump
Again,
rope.
abdominals, you want to do your core exercises, a simple thing. You could do old school sit-ups, or if that's you're not capable of doing that, you could just bring your legs up to your belly. That's something you could do. Anything, just Or you could, mix and match, like going to Sizzler and going to the buffet. You can do the strength with some jump rope in between. You could do four movements, 2 minutes on, 1 minute on a rest, and you do that four times. That comes out to be 24 minutes. That's everybody could do 24 minutes. You do your squirts and you do your concentration, and you try to get your 6 days in a week. As far as the fork and the knife, that's something that has been always a challenge for me. I think, Angel, without me speaking out of turn, I think for you as well.
Absolutely.
You have to. I have the Ten Commandments of the North knife and fork. You have to realize that our health is a gift given to us by God. You have to realize that what we see in the mirror. I call that the gift. Number one, deception is number two. What we see in the mirror is not what we really look like. We have to protect our environment. That's number three. We have to make sure that we're not going to lose the game because we're unprepared. So you have to make sure if everyone's going out for drinks after work, and that might be too much of a temptation for you, or going out to dinner or going out for happy hour, that may not be something you might want to do, or you might want to eat something before you go. You have to make sure that you're always prepared. You have to respect the fork and knife and realize that if you do have an eating disorder, which we'll probably do a module on that for our survivors, you have to have a 12-step respect of that issue. You have to keep score. Again, we've been talking about keeping score with your body weight and with your body composition and with what you're doing, how many days a week you're moving, and how many minutes you're doing high intensity, but also with your body weight and your composition. You want to beat those bad days where you just basically crawl into a hole and just throw anything down your gullet. And we want to kind of protect from that. We want to always plan ahead. If you're going to a picnic, you always want to plan ahead. I have made my wife make me more salads that I actually bring my own salad to a barbecue. I know it looks weird and people laugh at me, but you know what? If I leave there without getting sick, that's better for me. And you have to look at the long view. This programming, this exercise, listen, you guys already are in a marathon with your cancer. You're already in your survivorship. You've already been, basically skirted death how many times? And now you're trying this. Love yourself, forgive yourself if you have a bad day. Look at the long view. It's like a basketball game. I don't know if you like basketball, Angel, but a
Oh, yeah.
basketball game is seldom these days determined in the first quarter. It's a back and forth affair. Some teams start winning by 8 points, 12 points, 18 points, then it disappears and it's tied again. The other team goes ahead. Life, exercise, food, weight, survivorship, everything is just basically a basketball game, and it's a back and forth thing. So enjoy the ride. Don't get, down on yourself. Remember to find your passion. Make sure you make part of your movement high intensity. We're recommending 150 minutes. It doesn't have to be. We're recommending you get out there and move 5 days a week. If you want to do more, please do. If you want to do 4 days a week, 3 days a week, again, good, better, best. Do what you could do. Many of you are going to come to the table with special considerations, neuropathy, anemia, all the things we talked about, just being completely deconditioned. So you have to go nice and slow. An exercise day for someone who just got out of treatment for, just say, anal cancer, and they have a real sore butt, and they have a ton of, skin issues and loose bowel movements and urinary issues and pain and fatigue and neuropathy. I'm not going to tell you to go on a 4.5 hour bike ride. I'm going to tell you maybe walk 10 minutes in between going in your sitz baths. If you're a breast cancer survivor and you've gotten a ton of chemotherapy and you can't feel the bottom of your feet, I'm not going to tell you to run 12 miles. I'm going to tell you just small, slow steps. Maybe you do a bike, where it's less taxing, with the neuropathy. You've just gotten through brain cancer and you had seizures, and now your seizures are under control. But I'm not going to tell you to get on a bicycle. I'm going to say do supervised workouts or do something where you're not going to hopefully, if not inspire a seizure, if you do have a seizure, you're going to be safe. So these are all the things that a cancer survivor has to think about, that the normal person, see, that was terrible. You are a normal person. Just because you're a cancer survivor, it makes you actually, you know what? That's true. You're not a normal person. You're a super normal person. So I came out of that nicely. I actually agree with that very, very much. You guys are not normal. You're super normal. You guys are superheroes. Angel, your thoughts on the podcast?
You know, it's funny. As many of you know, on this show, I've been talking about, or you've been letting everybody know that I have a back problem. I've been having issues where I've been having a pain where I can't sit for too long. What I noticed, it's actually coincides with what you said. I walked the dog, you know, I walk my dog, Cody, but I've been taking longer walks. And what I've noticed is, especially in the morning when I'm very stiff, the longer I walk, the looser I get, and I'm starting to feel better. And I think it is lack of movement on my part since I'm awaiting the MRI. In addition to that, while I'm a desk guy, I'm constantly at a desk, I find that the little parts of workouts do help. There's a cabinet in front of me. I put all my weight and I actually do a simulation stand-up sit-up and I get those sit-ups in. And yes, of course, the squats when I wasn't hurting was a big part. So, you know, sometimes it is the littlest things that you can actually say, wow, I didn't have a gym membership for that. And yet it's in front of me the whole time. So it does work.
It does work. And you don't need a gym membership. Although if you want it, go get it.
Right.
You don't need class, but if it helps you, go for it. I have the most beautiful gym in the world, the better gym in our house than in some major five-star hotels. Yet it does nothing but hold clothes. You know, I had done some CrossFit. I've gone to Coach Quinn, done a bunch of stuff, and I've found that some people just need somebody to kick them in the butt and move them forward. Whatever works for you. If you're a good self-motivator, then you don't need anything. Why spend the money? But if
maybe,
you're
maybe I should just come over to your house and we'll just work out at the house, and then I'll pay you a $7 membership fee.
You wouldn't have to pay anything, but here's the way I would say: the first week you would come 6 days, the second week you would come 4 days, the third week you'd come once, and then I'd never see you again. That's the way it goes. I mean, we're all human. That's the way we go. But that's why I'm telling our survivors, you really have to push it. That's why you have to keep score, because you're going to always think you did more than you did. I know we're not on YouTube yet, but I might as well just throw this in before we close. I actually copy a monthly calendar, and I put in exactly what I do each day, how many hours, how many minutes were high intensity, you know, and I keep score. So this week I only did 3 days, Angel, 3 out of 7. But I did get, I got around 9 or 10 hours in, and I got 150 minutes in of high intensity, but I still failed in the fact that I wanted to do 5 to 6 days, and I didn't do that. So, you know, it was a crazy week, and everyone is going to have those kind of weeks.
Wow. Okay. I think that's pretty good. Well said. I think I'm going to take advantage of the small little things until I get my MRI.
Yeah, do your squirts.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So, Angel, we're going to end today with our gratitude shout-outs. Angel Santana, who I'm looking at his beautiful face. We're very lucky to have him in our life. We're very lucky to have him helping our survivors. And he's a dear brother in Christ with me. And he's been going through a tough time, and he looks great. They had him on the overnight last night, coding gray and coding blue and coding purple and all sorts of coding for the last 12 hours. Thank you for everything, Angel. Anybody who wants to be uplifted, please have faith. Let it begin. And how can they listen to you, Angel? Like, you know, we're always pumping up the Croc podcast. Let's pump up the Have Faith podcast today.
Listen, just like the Croc podcast, we are both available on every single platform. Dr. E has been on Apple. He's on Spreaker. He's on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Touche to Have Faith, Let It Begin. And join us. Subscribe to us. He's on at 9 a.m. on Sundays. I'm Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And a bonus, if you're a Croc Nation fan, I'll have you know that every Monday we have a Half Faith Let It Begin special that is also with yours truly, Dr. Tommy Nelli, who is a co-host on our show.
And I believe we will be taping tomorrow's Monday's episode right after this.
Amen. Let's go.
Praise God. And did you want to say something about Rod Freeman? Because I have run out of great things to say about him.
You know, a lot of times people don't think about, you know, the people that are in your life. They come into your life not by accident, but, you know, by trial and error. And I mean that respectfully. This gentleman has a gift. And what I mean by that is he is a, you know, that expression, the what's that? A master of all trades?
He is the master of everything, actually.
Yeah. And the thing about it is when you have people like that, usually they don't have the patience, and he has that,
Yeah, he's
and he's
friends with us,
willing
Angel.
to
He has to have patience.
definitely. So if you're looking to start up a business, if you're looking for the right avenue and somebody that's going to put you on the right path and not steer you in the wrong direction, small biz up, Rod, that's the guy
How
to go.
about you want to say something about our beautiful friend Mikey Benzaya?
Listen, Mikey, if you're hearing me, you need to come back and we need to do a formal episode on this show and mine. He is truly, you want to talk about somebody that will humble you. If you haven't met this gentleman, you have to go back into the archives. There's just nothing like Michael John Benzaya. Nothing. And that's a better way to put it with
Superb
no
actor,
words.
accomplished
And
actor. You would have seen him on TV, but you know what he's better at than acting? Just being himself.
yeah, it's true. And Charlotte Larson, I've never met you, but thank you so much for being a part and a contributor to this show. We extremely gratitude to you and grateful that you are a part of the team. And of course, I'll say it for you, the board of the directors, never been a part of such a great
Is this
team
not
that
a
is really
superstar
in
team,
it.
honestly?
Listen, I've been on, God knows, I've been around the path of different types of organizations and corporate compliance and you name it. Never met a group of people that are destined and designated and wanting to be there for one reason, to help
Exactly.
others.
And with that, we can end after we say our customary, what would you say, our shout outs to our survivors, the reason why we're here, the reason why we get up in the morning and go to work, the reason why we have a purpose in life is to serve you, to serve your needs. If you're down because you don't feel good, if you're down because you got some bad news, if you're down because you're afraid of this terrible disease, guess what? You're not alone. And we are here to help you. We will do whatever you need. We are here for you. Reach out to us if you need advice, if you need just someone to listen, if you just need someone to cry with, if you need someone just to give you a pep talk. We are available. Angel and I will call you back, believe it or not. We're young enough in the podcast business. We're not Oprah. We're not, Katie Couric. So we're not Michael Jordan. So guess what? We'll talk to you. If you feel the need to talk to us, we will make it our business to make sure we get back to you. There's nothing I could say. You guys are the greatest. As I said earlier in the podcast, when I thought I made a faux pas and called you guys abnormal as opposed to a normal person without cancer, I corrected myself and I said, you guys are not normal. You are super normal. You are superstars. You are superheroes and you are super beings. We always ask God's blessings on you, that He provides for you a long, healthy hit, a long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. God bless you. God be with you. Peace.